Charlotte emergency food and shelter programs that lost more than $500,000 in federal funding in June are getting that money back, at least for now. The United Way of Central Carolina says lobbying by local nonprofit leaders and elected officials has helped bring in $628,000 for this fiscal year. WFAE's David Borax has the story.
The Men's Shelter, Salvation Army Center, and Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry were among nine local programs that learned in June they'd lost $527,000 in funding through the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Emergency Food and Shelter Program. FEMA said at the time that Mecklenburg County no longer qualifies for the aid because its unemployment and poverty rates are below the program's thresholds. But the county has won back funding through a coordinated effort between nonprofit leaders and U.S. Representative Alma Adams, says Laura Clark of the United Way.
We were able to secure additional dollars from both the state office and at the federal level to help make up for the difference that we didn't get any funds here locally.
The money includes $136,000 from a state allocation of FEMA funds and $492,000 in unclaimed federal funds through the program. Clark says the newly restored funds are a one-time thing. She hopes the coordinated effort will help find funding in future years.
What we learned through this process, though, is that the community is willing to come together and both do the advocacy that we need to do to preserve these critical services, but also, you know, others, including the faith community, have stepped forward during this time and said, what can we do to help?
The United Way will distribute the funding after an application process. She said all nine agencies that lost funding in June are invited to apply, as well as others. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.